As the crowd streams into the lobby of the Capitol Center, the New Hampshire Theater Alliance's Justin Voschel, who's worked all year to make this night happen, gives himself a moment to take it all in.
My favorite moment is actually right after the doors open. It gets really crowded in the foyer of the theater. Everyone's so happy to see each other. Maybe they haven't seen each other in a year.
Voschel watches as a young man in a bright red suit bows to an older woman wearing a sparkling tiara, and a man in a top hat embraces a woman in a sequin gown. Yes, awards will be given out, he says, as the show begins. But tonight is really about community.
Now we're here.
While the awards are divided into three categories, professional, community, and youth, the winner of this year's Kevin Riley Theater Hero Award, Michael Curtis, tells me most of the professionals won't be here.
Most of them are off doing other shows. They're professionals. They're off doing theater somewhere else in the country. We're really here for the community awards and the youth awards. We really love it when the kids win.
The crowd duly erupts as the first local kid, Jackson Rogers, wins the Best Supporting Actor Award for his performance as Tigger in Nashua's Peacock Players production of Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you so, so much. I am so extremely humbled to have been given this prestigious award. Sarah Evans, thank you for putting up with us. I don't know how you handle 30 kids running around at every second of the day.
After Elliot Owens wins the next two Supporting Actor Awards, the cast from the Community Players of Concord production of Annie race onto the stage. Seven girls in patchwork dresses.
From the crying you might think this place would sing.
Oh. One of the great things about the performances at the Theater Awards is it's a cast reunion for everyone, right? It's something that they did maybe 6 months ago. It's their one chance to do that number again on stage. So everyone's really selling it and really feeling it.
Going by awards alone, seven in this case, the big community winner of the night was the Actors Singers production of Pippin.
We've got magic to do, just for you. We've got miracle plays to play.
At the after show party, actress Katie Collins says that while getting glimpses of all the shows you might have missed is one of the pleasures of the evening, more importantly, the awards handed out tonight speak to a shift in the New Hampshire theater landscape.
There's an amazing breadth of work in this state, and I think tonight we saw a lot of companies who have been the company that always wins, not win. The story for me of tonight is Andy's Summer Playhouse, and to a certain extent, Amplified Arts out of Claremont, which performed their Laramie Project piece.
It's at times like this, when we're talking about hatred as much as the nation is right now, that someone needs to stand up and show that there is a better way of dealing with this kind of hatred. And so our idea is to dress up like angels.
Gina Carballo, who helped produce tonight's show, says highlighting new companies like Andy's Summer Playhouse and Amplified Arts, alongside old stalwarts like Actors Singers and the Peterborough Players, gives the sprawling New Hampshire theater community a chance to see itself in full, in person, and in action.
That is that spirit of community that I think that we've built and sort of fostered, and we now have this amazing network of artists who probably would not have known each other otherwise.
And I watch as the artists who probably wouldn't have known each other otherwise put on their coats and hats and gloves and embrace for a last time before heading out into the cold and snowy Concord night. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.